So one thing I want you to realize is don't play the victim mentality. Don't get complacent. Don't think that there's anybody out there that's looking to stop you from anything. The only person holding you back is yourself right now. COVID's not holding you back. Technology's not holding you back. The only person keeping you from reaching an audience is you. And that's what I want you to focus your attention on, is how to be the best you and how to show up every single day doing what it is that you need to do in order to build, nurture, and monetize your fan base. And that's what this episode of the podcast is all about. There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because of the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Social Media for Music. Right now is the best time ever to start building an audience. Social media is the easiest way to get your message in front of an audience. It's the easiest way to build relationships. And the cool part is that it's free. Social media has changed. Many things that we were teaching last year, we are no longer teaching. And I cover all of that in a free training. Just go to socialmediaformusic.com. Now, in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about the victim mentality. I'm going to talk about blaming others for why you're not having success. I get that a lot. Artists tend to make excuses. And for many years in my life, I did the same thing. I blamed it on my lack of knowledge. I blamed it on my lack of education. I blamed it on just about everything, except if I just took the time to go look in the mirror, the person that is holding me back and was holding me back was always me. I hear artists today talk about COVID. Rick, I can't tour. It's hard to build an audience if you can't tour. Well, it's hard to build an audience when you do tour, because not everyone is out there waiting for you to tour to come see you at your show. Plus, your reach is limited by the financial resources you have to be able to tour. Most people can only do tours in their local town. Maybe they can, you know, spread the region out a little bit, get 50 miles, 100 miles outside of their area. But the hard part is that if you do not have an audience, it's really hard to get a venue to give you the guarantees that you need to be able to pay your band, pay for gas, pay for hotels, pay for travel, pay for food. There's a lot that goes into that. And one of the cool things about social media is that you can utilize the platforms as your venue. You can do an Instagram live and you can be worldwide. You can do a Facebook live. You can be worldwide. You can do a YouTube live. You can be on Twitch. You can be on TikTok. There's so many places that you can share your music and your personality and engage an audience. The key is, are you going to use those platforms to your advantage? Do you know how to use those platforms to your advantage? The thing that I like to say right now, especially, is the relationships that you build online are going to be the relationships that you can expand on offline. What I mean by that is the people that you meet online, you now have the ability, as restrictions start to loosen at the recording of this podcast, it is March 2021. There are still some areas that are affected by COVID. So a lot of venues are still at limited capacity. But when you get to start touring again, the people that you met online are going to want to come meet you at these shows. They're going to feel that they have a better connection with you. I think personally, it's going to help you sell more music. It's going to help you sell more merchandise. And it's going to help you establish a long-term relationship with these folks that ultimately can help you have a career. During COVID, many of the artists that I work with, they got consistent. They had an Instagram Live every week. They had a Facebook Live every week. They started performing on Twitch. They started doing YouTube Lives at the same time. They were doing their Facebook Lives, and this was allowing them to be able to once again share their music and share their personality. The cool part about COVID, if there is a cool part, is the fact that more people are at home in front of their devices. They're not out at restaurants. They're not out at shows. Many aren't traveling right now. So the ability to get your message in front of an audience has never been better. We have a captive audience. We have people that are looking for distractions. The key is, are you going to be that distraction that they're looking for? Are you going to provide the entertainment when they need to be entertained? Are you going to give them an opportunity to connect with your music and, more importantly, to connect with you? So take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you right now. Also, maybe you want to take this time to get better at your craft. Maybe you want to focus on your songwriting or learning some production skills. Maybe this year you don't want to be at the mercy of having to go into a recording studio to do something as simple as a guitar vocal. Maybe you learn how to do that yourself on GarageBand or Logic or Ableton, any of the platforms that are available for you to learn how to record your music. So I hope you found this information valuable. I hope that you will eliminate the victim mentality if that's what you've been holding on to. I hope that you will remove the complacency. I hope that you will stop making excuses, because right now the only person holding you back is probably you. If you'd like to learn the most up-to-date social media strategies to get your music to where you can build, nurture, and monetize a fan base, head on over to socialmediaformusic.com. I would love a review of this podcast. If it's something that you think that you would like to hear on a weekly basis, all you have to do is subscribe at whatever platform that you listen to your podcast on. There are links in the description. You can get everything you need from my website, rickbarker.com/podcast, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and thank you for the question. As you see, there is no one-size-fits-all model with the music business, so I do appreciate that. To help you figure out where you are and where you want to get to, head on over to the website, rickbarker.com, and take the Are You Ready for a Manager assessment. While you're there, you can also click on the podcast link and leave a message. And who knows, maybe you'll be featured in an upcoming episode. If you know someone who can benefit from this, I would really love it if you would give it a share, if you would subscribe it onto whatever platform that it is that you're listening to, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.